Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's been billed as a celebration of AFL in the City of Churches. More than 200,000 tickets have been sold for 9 AFL matches this round, all being played in Adelaide. Here's Peter Malinauskas, the South Australian Premier.
The national game that is accessible to all, no matter where you come from, no matter your gender, your colour, your religion or your creed, footy is for everyone. And that's what we celebrate here in South Australia this weekend, unlike ever before.
But that message of inclusivity has been lost on some. The shine of the new initiative has been tarnished by the racial abuse of multiple AFL players. The online attacks have been directed towards 4 Indigenous players in the space of 2 days this week. Retired Indigenous footballer Eddie Betts spoke on Fox Footy about the latest incidents.
It happens all the time, and we continue to speak about it. We continue to call it out, and when I saw what happened over the weekend, it was hard to see. And, you know, my love goes out to those boys, their families, their teammates as well, that are there playing with those boys. But enough's enough. Like, when are we going to see us dance? You know, it's time where I guess we need to find them.
A Brisbane Lions supporter has reported abuse directed at Charlie Cameron. Adelaide youngster Isaac Rankin responded to his abuser's post directly, while Fremantle's Nathan Wilson and Michael Walters were also subjected to similar vilification. 2 weeks ago, Western Bulldogs forward Jamara Ugal-Hagan pointed to his skin after also having racial abuse directed at him. Ugal-Hagan was emotional, speaking after the game.
I did want to make a stance. I wanted to show my presence. Obviously, what happened last weekend was a pretty hard time. So just going out there and just proving a point that, like, I'm just a boy trying to play some football, same as the other Indigenous boys. I think just being strong.
His move harked back to the celebrated stance of Nicky Winmar, which the Indigenous star made on the field almost 30 years ago to this day. Grant Hansen is an Indigenous broadcaster.
We can go back to the Sir Doug Nicholls days and even before Sir Doug about racism in the AFL. But it's not just something that the AFL are dealing with. It's a society thing as well. It's a much broader scale that we're looking at just besides the AFL.
The AFL has vowed to do all it can to track down the perpetrators of online racial abuse. But the league has also acknowledged the difficulty, with many of the accounts anonymous and often deleted. Cyber expert Susan McLean is calling for players to be supported in making complaints to the police.
If you go to the police and make a report, because this is a crime, the police can get the identification of the perpetrator and charge them. That's the only way this is going to change.
An ugly blight on our national game as it makes on-field history. Sean Wales, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.